studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Trey Thomas, and he played in 165, started 165 games, played in 166 games, played in NFC Championship games, played a Super Bowl, never cried, but today at the NovaCare Complex, Trey Thomas cries. Congratulations on being emotional. That means it means something.
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, it's just such an important part of my career to be able to end like this. You know, and just when you started talking about, you know, what the coaches and you know, what Coach Reed and what Juan Castillo have done and what they've done with my career and how they've helped me along the way. You can only get them. You can't help but get emotional about it, you know?
Did you have fun in your career? Did you know you were having fun in your career?
Oh, yeah. I had a ball, you know. It was a blast. You know, just being here was the best years of my life, just playing football and just being in the city and just being around this organization was always such a great time. And just I really enjoyed it.
Sometimes don't, though, because it moves so fast. It's just such a, you know, you move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself reflecting toward the latter part of your career, Trey, or was it kind of still, you were still in that mindset of go on to the next task?
You know what? I think when I was in Jacksonville, we took a trip and we played up here and we played in New York. And just stepping out there on that field and just looking around, that was the first time that I really took a chance to just look around and just look in the stadium and look in the crowd and just know that, you know, this may be my last time playing in this stadium, you know, and just knowing that, you know, this is it, you know, and that was the first time that I took a chance to kind of reflect. But I always just enjoyed it and just always just tried to just take it all in.
Any regrets?
The only regret that I have is that, you know, we didn't win a Super Bowl ring. You know, that's the biggest regret of not being able to bring that to the city, you know. And I think everybody that plays that's the same regret that everybody has, is that we didn't bring a Super Bowl ring to the city.
But so few players ever even get to the game.
That's true.
A lot of wins in there,
yeah,
Trey.
A lot of wins, but you still want to have that title. And I think that everybody is, and that's what everybody's shooting for.
How is your demeanor after a win versus after a loss? Did you celebrate wins? Did you just kind of, hey, go and take care of your body, win or lose?
It was more just focusing on, okay, this is what I have to do next. You know, you would allow yourself to relax a little bit, but it was always on to the next task. So, you know, you would enjoy yourself. And then on Mondays, it's like, okay, Monday or Tuesday, it's time to get back to work. You know, you have to start getting back into your rehab, getting back into your routine of working out and getting ready to get ready for the next task.
Trey, for those, the few, I mean, everybody who's watching has seen you play, but when you encounter somebody who has never seen you play and they ask you what kind of a left tackle were you, how would you describe your style?
My style.
Smooth operator?
Yeah, it was more it was more of a technical position for me. Juan taught us so much when it came to, I was more of a pass protector.
Sure.
I always struggled with run blocking because of my height and just trying to get down to deal with those ends. I always struggled with run blocking. So I would say that when I was a technical pass blocker.
Okay, that's pretty. A dancer.
Not a dancer, but I would try to get them when I could. I would pick my times where I would do a thumb to throw to something where you would get aggressive, put them to the ground, and then help them up and just say, hey, man, you're doing good.
Yeah. what was it like, on the field in front of 70,000 screaming Eagles fans?
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, what a rush. What a rush of adrenaline.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a rush. You know, me and my wife always talk about this, that if I were to have retired just right when I just walked off the field as a Philadelphia Eagle and just retired, I would have been a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just the adrenaline that comes from playing from this crowd, you know, playing in front of this crowd is just such a rush, you know, because they get you all charged up and you feed off them. And that's why I say that this is like the fan base here is the number one fan base in the world. I just really feel like this city, like once I left this city and you didn't feel that type of energy that was coming from the fans, it was done. I was done.
Do you remember draft day and what it felt like?
Oh yeah, draft day was awesome. Back in 1998, man, we had a big barbecue, and you know, back in my hometown, and I, you know, and Mark was the guy that was taking care of whatever back then, and I told him that, you know, because he came down to Florida State and visited me, and I told him, I said, you know, if the Eagles draft me, I want you to be the one that called me. And he called me and told me, look, we're going to pick you in the first round. And again, I broke down and cried, you know, and it was just so emotional. You know, you worked so hard to get there, and now you're here. And it was just a great time.
I remember being at a draft party up at, I think, Dave and Buster's in 98. And, you know, Eagles fans, I'll be honest with you, they wanted Randy Moss.
I would have taken Randy Moss also.
But it worked out very well for the Eagles.
It worked out well.
I mean, but I think everybody got to say, hey, you know, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. We needed a left tackle. It was a disastrous position here.
Yeah.
And then you come into the NFL, and let's be honest, 1998 was a miserable season here.
It was terrible.
Did you think, gosh, I hope this is going to be like this my whole career?
It was terrible, man. We were 3-13. It was awful. I mean, coming from Florida State, I only lost, five games in 5 years, all the 5 years I was there. And then to come here and we're just getting beat every week, you know, and it was just tough. And, like, it seemed like, you know, it was just like, oh, yeah, we lost. All right, let's go. Yeah. And then Coach Reed came in, and it was really what was needed for this organization.
Trey, I remember talking to coaches at Florida State, and they said if Trey Thomas gets in with the right coach and they work him hard and they bring out – there is so much ability in that young man. You could have gone to a coach that didn't have – the work ethic of Juan Castillo, you would maybe not have realized your ability.
Yeah, probably never would have fulfilled anything. Probably just been a guy that just played maybe 4 or 5 years and been out of the game, you know. But I'm telling you, as soon as I got off the plane, me and Juan went out there on the vet, and it was dark outside, and we started working vertical sets. I knew that this is the coach that I needed to play under. And I was just so excited that when I was selected. And, you know, actually, after I took this trip to Philadelphia, I was set to travel to Seattle and then probably one other team after that. And I had my agent cancel those trips because I'm just like, look, this is the city that I want to go to.
Great. Well, you're always welcome here. You know that. You're part of the family. It's great. Why did you decide to do this? Why was this closure important to you?
This is all I've ever wanted to be is a Philadelphia Eagle. And to start my career as a Philadelphia Eagle and to also end it today like this is just the icing on the cake.
Okay. Is there a team you hate the most?
You know what? I really didn't get into the hating of the teams. You know, it was just something that, you know, we just went out and just played the game.
Is there a team that you dislike the most?
Dislike the most? I don't know, man.
You like them all.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's funny when you said in the press conference that you don't remember wins and part in games, and they all just run together.
They run together, you know, and it's just like you were always just trained to just forget that. Move on to the next one. Even if you had if you did something fantastic, forget it. Move on to the next play.
Do the kids play football?
No. My oldest is playing football. He's down in Florida. He's playing. He's in training camp now.
Okay.
So, but my younger ones, they're a little too young yet. I'm gonna wait till they get to high school.
All right. Don't rush them.
Yeah.
Get them into soccer, whatever.
Yes.
Hey, Trey. Great job.
Appreciate it.
Great job today. Trey Thomas retires as a Philadelphia Eagle forever.
Yes.